Today's Shir is Masechta Chulin Daf Kuf Chav Tes. We will begin on Daf Kuf Chav Ches on the base, four lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbana teaches us the Braisa Hachoytach Kazayis Basim Evim Menachai. If somebody cuts off a Kazayis of meat from Evim Menachai, Chotcha, if somebody first cut her off from the Aver, Vakachishev, and then his intention was Lachila, to eat it, then the halacha will be that tahar, because there is no tumas evim menachai, as we discussed in our previous year, and there are no other tumah attached to it, because it didn't come in contact with anything that's tumah. However, chishav alav, first he had intention to eat it, vakach chotcha, and then he cut it off the Eva Tameh. Because while it was still attached to the Eva, by him having the intention, to eat this, it became subject to Tumas Eichlin. And now, since Eva Menachai is metama like a nevela, so this meat became Tameh from that Eva. And when he separates it from the Aver, and it doesn't have any more Tumas Aver Menachai, but it still has a Tumas, it still has a Tumas Eichlin. Says the Gemara, Rav Ami Loyola Bev Madrasha, there was once a situation where Rav Ami did not come to learn in Yeshiva. Ashkel Rav Zera, so the Gemara says they found Rav Zera, Vamalei, and he asked Rav Zera, my Amma Bebe Madrasha, what was taught today in yeshiva, the day I missed yeshiva? Amalei, my kashloch. So he said to him, you obviously have some sort of a question. If you're asking this question. Amalei, he said, this is the question. The Tani, we learned about just now, about cutting off basa from the Eva Menachai. Chishev, that if you decided you want to use it as a food. Again, chotcha, and you disconnected it from the Eva. And of course, the Mefarshim point out, what does it mean that he had in mind to eat it? It's Eva Menachai. So most Mefarshim say that he intended to serve it to a non-Jew. Of course, the question is that non-Jews, we know, are also are not allowed to eat Eva Menachai. So if non-Jews are not allowed to eat Eva Menachai, what does the Gemara mean here? When he had this intention, so Mefarshim explained that many non-Jews were not careful about not eating Evim Menachai, and therefore, assuming that it should be considered Evim Menachai because the non-Jew would eat it, is something that's expected. And therefore, it's Tameh, because it was Makabel Tumah from the Evim Menachai while it was attached to it. For which the Gemara asks, Tumas Beis Astarim Hi. The Gemara mentions many times that something that's not connected, that something that's not visibly separate, then the halacha is that it's not mekabel, it's not able to transmit tumah. Because just like we know the halacha is that tumas maga only gives tumah when it was touched, but if it wasn't visibly touched, it won't be considered that it was able to transmit tumah. So here it's not visibly touched. And the question therefore is, how could tumah be transmitted this way if it's tumas base hastarim? Of course, Tosfos asked the question, the moment you separate this from the Eva Menachai, at that moment it's not tumas base hastarim. So Tosfos answers, we're referring here to a situation where it was ripped off and there was no time that these two items should be kept separate. Since there was no opportunity that these two items should be kept separate, so that's why Tosfos says, this is a situation of Tumas Beis Defus as the Gemara. Why should this not be considered a situation of Tumas Beis Astarim? To which the Gemara Amalei, to which Rav Zeira said to Rav Asi, after the Dikoshli, I actually, he said, had a similar question, and he says, "V'shalti Rav Abba b'mamal," and I asked this question to Rav Abba b'mamal, and he said, "V'amali ha'mani, who does this brisa follow?" The follows the opinion of Rav Meir, "Dom shtumas beis astarim metame." Just because it's shtumas beis astarim, the halacha is that it's still metame. Where do we have this? We have it earlier in our masechta, and that ayin beis we learned that if we have a ben pekua, a fetus in its mother's womb, that stuck out its hand. So the halacha is that since the hand that was not inside in the womb of the mother when the shechita of the mother took place, it doesn't have the heter of ben pekua. So that hand that's sticking out is Eivim Menachai. And the halacha is that that hand, as we discussed, touches the fetus. So where it's touching the fetus, it makes that spot where it was touching tame. But if we think about it, that's a tumas beis astarim. So clearly, Ramey is not concerned about tumas beis astarim. Amalei v'lav zinun sagin amri kamei, says the Gemara, wasn't there many times, he asks, that I said this teretz many times. V'amrilei, shonalei Rameya, Ramey distinguishes between tumas d'boy hechsher and between tumas d'loy b'ay hechsher. Ramey says that something which is mukshel kabot tuma, that's where Ramey says that we don't, that there's no, that even tumas beis astarim is mitama. But something which was a mukshel kabot tuma, there Ramey will agree, then Ramey will agree that if it's tumas beis astarim, it's not mitama. So by uber, that, as we learned, the actual shechita is machshe that hand to be mekabel tumah, and therefore Ramey says this tumas beis astarim. But our Gemara, where somebody's disconnecting the bosa from the Eivim Menachai, we're talking about a case where the meat was presumably not mukshel kabel tumah, and without being mukshel kabel tumah, as we've learned many times, there can't be tumas oichlin. So how could that be a case where the bosa is tumah from the Eivim? Amar Rava, my kosher, daba b'hukshar. Maybe the Brice is talking about a case where it became mukshe before it was disconnected. And therefore, we could explain that it's following the opinion of Rameyer, who is concerned about, that follows the opinion that beis astarim, when it's already mukshur, is mekabel tuma. Amalei Rava bar Chana Rava lomali hechsher, says the Gemara, why do we have to say that there were, why do we have to explain in order to help understand the Gemara that it got wet? And that's why it's subject to tumas beis astarim. Why can't we say, when it was part of the Eivim Menachai, it had a very severe tumah. Eivim Menachai is metama b'maga b'masa. And we have learned that kol she'soifel etama tumah chamura, anything that has a serious tumah, there's no need for hechsher. That's why Reb Yossi said on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, and the veilus oif tor is, since you decided to eat it, and it has a very high level of tumah, tumas beis ablia, that when you put it into your mouth, you and all your clothing become tameh. So here, too, when this meat was part of the Eivim Menachai is a serious level of tumah. Since it's a serious level of tumah, why do we have to even have hechsher? It should be subject, according to Meya, anyway to tumas beis astarim. Amalei, to Rava, so Rava responded, we can't learn it from there. When we speak about Nevelus of Tahor, when you decided that you want to eat it, and the Tumah Chamur that it has, because Tumah Space Ablia, they're both similar types of Tumah. They're both Tumas Oichlin. And therefore, since the Tumas of Nevelus of Tahor, Beis Ablia, is a high level Tumah, it'll have tumas oichlin without hechsher. Here, when we're speaking about the meat that's separated from the Eivim Menachai, kishishimish ma'isa eich shimish, when it was together with the Eivim Menachai, it was just part of an Eivim Menachai, and it had the status of Eivim Menachai. It did not have in any way the status of a food. The food comes only afterwards, as we said, when he decided to eat it. And that's when it became a food. And that has no connection to to the Tumas Eivim Menachai that was there previously. And therefore, to have a Tumas Eichlin, you have to have Hechsher. And without Hechsher, it will not be able. You have to have Hechsher. And therefore, the Gemara had to say that indeed that's what happened here. What happened here is that this piece of meat that you're separating from the Eivim Menachai was made wet. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara introduced a new concept. And the Gemara introduced the concept of Shemesh Maisa Eitz. That sometimes something is only considered used as a piece of wood. And the Gemara introduces, where do we say this concept? The Gemara we spoke about speaks about the Pasuk of Tumas Shrotzim. And the Pasuk, when it speaks about Tumas Shrotzim, says, V'chiyipa mayim alzer v'nofa mevasa olav tamei luchem. That Hechsher is required only by something like seeds that never become an avatuma. And what we're learning, and the reason is that Tuma Chamura is something that came in contact with a mace. And there we learn that anything that can have Tahara B'mikvah can have a Tuma Chamura. But something like food that can't have Tahara B'mikvah can't have Tuma Chamura. Therefore, that says the Gemara, Amar Baya. So Baya says, Haroi Amru. Chazal teach us regarding the Issa Baya Roa Baya Matzoi of having something Chometz on Pesach. Kubash Tzor. So we have a basket made out of, if we have a basket, a basket that's made from yeast, Chometz, Sheyichtel Yeshiva, that was made for Yeshiva, Batla, it doesn't have the shame Eichel, and the halacha is you could keep it over Pesach. Shetumasa, Lav Deraisa, the Tuma that it has when the Zov sits on it is only a Tuma Deraisa. This Akadat Deraisa, if we're going to suggest that it has a Tuma Deraisa, so now we'll have a case with Sinul Eichlin, we'll have a food that has a Tuma Chamura, and this will be questioned on Rabbi Shmuel that says we never find a Tuma Chamura b'Eichlin. But if we're going to say that if it retains the status of Eichel, that we'll have a case of Eichel that has a Tuma Chamura, the Tuma of Zuz. And that's what Gemara says. Why are we not concerned about? Because when the sor is used, it's maisa eitzimish. It's not used as a food. It's used as a cheer. And therefore, since it's used as a cheer, it doesn't have the status of an oichel. And since at that point, it doesn't have the status of an oichel, that's why you can't say that you have a case that it's subject to that has the status of a Tuma Chamura. Tosfos asks that if it's not considered Tame, then why would you be allowed to have it in your home anyway? Isn't there a new concern? It's Chametz. And where is there no concern about Yirah B'Matzah? So Tosfos Rosh says that since, as far as Chametz is concerned, all you need to have, as the Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim, is Bittul B'Leiv. And since you have to have Bittul B'Leiv, so it loses its status of Chametz. And others say it's Tully in the owner of the Chametz. And since this owner decided to use it as a cheer, so therefore that's enough that it should not be considered, that designation of to be a cheer makes that it should not be subject to the halacha of chametz. Amar Abaye, the Gemara again uses this concept. Harei Amru, Chazal teaches us that krivus of the chum shel oichlim, if food was brought for avodah zara, metame ba'oil, whatever people or kalim that are in the same oil as that takruvus is metame avodah zara. Also love the rice, the tum is not the rice. That tumah must not be the rice. This akadach the rice, if we're going to say that it's tumah mid the rice, so again, ask the Gemara, we have a case, metzino loichlin, we have a case where we have food, as we just said, it's food that was designated for Avodah Zarah, and we'll have an example of food that was designated for Avodah Zarah having a very high level tumah. Again, answers the Gemara, when this person designated as Avodah Zarah, Shimish Maitza Esh Shimitz, he made it into the Avodah Zarah. It's no longer in the category of a food. And since it's no longer in the category of a food, it's not an example of a food having a high level tumah. And therefore, since it's not a case of a food having a high level tumah, it's not mekabel tumah. The Shaul's Chuvas Petzela Chokhmah uses the concept that we're learning in our Gemara to discuss an interesting shaila. There are immersers that are put into hot water to boil up water. They look like a fork. And the question is, would they require tefillas kelim? Of course, a fork requires tefillas kelim. But he says, once you designated it to be an immerser, what you're really saying is, I want it to be an immerser to boil up water. I don't want it to be there to serve as a fork. Since I don't want it there to serve as a fork, it's no longer considered a kli suda. Another example the Gemara uses to speak about this concept, if somebody used dough to fill in the cracks in a bowl, so the halacha is that dough becomes part of the bowl, and therefore the whatever tumah could affect the bowl will affect those pieces of dough also. To which the Gemara comments, Amar Abaye Harei Amru, Chazal teaches us, Chaburei Oichlim, food that was put into a pot to seal the cracks, Kekeum Domu, they're considered like the Keili, and therefore if a mace will come in contact, they will become, that the mace is the Avi Avoisa Tumah, and they will become an Avatuma. Again, says the Gemara, that halacha must be to Mosin Lav Deraisa, must be the Nat Deraisa. Disakadatach Deraisa, if we'll say it's the Raisa, Mitzinil Oichel Shem Tamet Tuma Chamura, we'll find that Oichel has Tuma Chamura. Again, answers the Gemara, Kishimish Matzah Eishimish. It's serving as an eitz, it's not serving in any other capacity. Says the Gemara, and therefore it's not a case where Oichel has a high level Tuma. Says the Gemara, another case. The Aloch is the Chel of a Behemoth Tahira is not Mitama. Only if you intended to serve it to a Nochri. Because then it has Tumas Oichlim. What about the Chalev that's on top of a kidney, of a Nevela? So the Halach is that whoever touches that Chalev is like touching the kidney itself. Because the Chalev, a concept that we've learned extensively in our Perek, the Chalev, the fat around the Kolya, is considered a Shomer. And since it's considered a shomer, then the halacha is has the same status as the chalif. So says the Gemara, Amalei Rapapala Rava, Hada Tanya, the Braisa teaches us the chalif, nevela, if chalif is covering the kidney of a nevela, bekfarim, as we mentioned before, where there normally people didn't eat chalif, we gave two pshatim. One pshat is because there were not that many people that lived in the villages. And because not that many people lived in the villages, there was always enough meat. And there was no need for them to eat chalev. The other pshat we learned was that chalev was a delicacy, and the people who lived in the villages didn't need that delicacy. So the halacha tzarich machshava, you have to have machshava to give it to a nachri for hechsher. And also has to be mukshel kabel tumah. But he says, Tomosa al gal kolya. Since it's on the kolya and the kolya is a nevela, the chel becomes nevela. Must be, suggests the Gemara, that tumah is lav deraisa. Because if it's a tumah deraisa, again, ask the Gemara, we'll have a situation, Metsina loichel shmetam tamah chamura. We'll have a oichel that's metam tamah chamura. Answers the Gemara here, Kishashimish Matzah Eishimish. It's serving as wood. It's not serving as an oichel. It's only serving as part of the chalev. And therefore, what we're saying that it's tamei, it's not tamei because of oichel. It's tamei because it's a covering, it's a shomer of the kolya. Another example, Amar Amasna. Harei Amru, Chazal teach us, Shabai Shesichu Bezroim. If you put on your house stalks of grain with seeds, the lochas tiroi, they're not tumas oichlam. Because since you made them into schach, the loch is, it's not a food. Tumasoi will be lav deraisa. That if there's going to be tsaras in the home, and we've learned previously in our shiurim that when there is tsaras in the home, the whole home becomes tameh. Again, suggests the Gemara, that tumah must not be deraisa. Because if they're deraisa, Yisak adata deraisa, matzinul dzrom, shibitam tum chamura. Well, again, we'll have an example of tumas oichlin having a high level tumah. And again, answers the Gemara, the case here is, it must be a case for shimesh matzah es shimesh. It's serving as a house. It's not as a roof or part of the home. It's not serving as a food. And since it's not serving as a food, it doesn't have those halachas. The Mishnah taught us, the Ramei taught us, if an animal died, it had an eva medoldel, it had an eva that's strand. The halacha is mitztama ben over menachai. That's the opinion of Ramei. Rav Shimon says not. The way we simply learn the Mishnah is Rav Shimon is disagreeing with Ramei in the Sefer that when we have an edel medoldel after the animal expires, Ramei is going to hold its tummy because of eva menachai. And Rav Shimon says it's not tummy at all, not because of eva menachai and not because of tumas nevela. To which the Ask the Gemara says, Manavshach, let's try to understand this halacha, suggests the Gemara. Im misa oisu nipol, if Rav Shimon holds that through the death of this animal, the aver is viewed as if it fell off before the animal died, so then if that's the way the halacha looks at it, that the aver, and again, many mefarshim explain, is that because this aver was only a medodol, and now it died, it looked at it, it's considered like Eva Menachai. Vim Mesa Ein Oysa Nipol, then the halacha should be that it's part of the animal that died. And if it's animal that died, so it's part of that animal, if you're going to say, so it should be Tummy for Eva Nevela. Answers the Gemara of Shimon Areshakai. Rav Shimon is referring to the Resha. The Resha said, Eva Vabasa Medodolim B'mheimo. If you have the Eva Vabasa that are hanging on to the animal, and you intended to serve it to a non-Jew as a food, they become tumas oichlo. The tzricha hechsher, and they need hechsher. And that Rav Shimon says matar. But in the last case of the Mishnah, which we just explained, Ramei will agree has tumas eva menachai. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yochanan, my tamid Rav Shimon. If they're still attached to the animal, what does Rav Shimon say? They're not considered tamei because the pasuk says Amakrom Kol Oichel Shi'oichel, Ashi'oichel. The pasuk says Kol Oichel Shi'oichel Ashil Yovel of Ma'im Yitma, and the pasuk of Shi'oichel, the words Ashi'oichel are superfluous to teach us Ochel Shatu Yoichel Lachayrim, food that could be served. Kari Oichel is considered a food. Oichel shati iatu yochel achiloi lacherim, the food that cannot be served to anybody else, and a kara oichlin. This aver and basur that are hanging from the meat animal are osur even to the goy, because the halach is that nochrim are an osur in aver menachai. So why should there be tumas oichlin? Says the Gemara, Amalei Rishim Zayel Ravasi. If Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rav Shimon is disagreeing in the Reisha, another question. Why did they bring Rav Shimon explanation only at the end of the Mishnah? Dilma Tamid Rav Shimon Hassan. We could say that the reason Rav Shimon says in the Reisha it's Tahar, it's Hoyle Amura Amura. Since it's connected to an animal, that's why an animal, while it's alive, it never gives off Tumah. Because the Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us, we spoke about this Mishnah, Yichusha Ta'ana Shenifshach, Umura Beklipa. If we have the branch of a fig tree that is still somewhat connected to the tree, Rabbi Yehuda Matar, and there's fruit on it, Rabbi Yehuda says that fruit can't be considered Tumas Oichlem because it's connected to the branch, which is connected to the tree, which is connected to the ground. If it's nourishing from the tree Torah. Vimlav Tomei. Vimlach my tam de Behuda. Vimlachal ma'ura ma'ura. So we see that if it's connected to, it's connected. And if that's the reason, why do you say the reason? So the question is it connected or not? What does it have to do with the concept of Yochel Achila Lacherim? Amalei, to which Rav Asi says to Rav Zeira, Rav Shimon is not speaking about the first case of the Mishnah. Rav Shimon is speaking about the Emtsosa, the middle case of the Mishnah, where it says, Nishchta Behema, if we have an animal that was slaughtered while the Aver and the Basa are connected, Hochshiba Domeo. Rameh says that the shchita is what makes it mukhsh l'kabot tumah. Rav Shimon Omer loy hukshura. Omer Rav Yochanan my time Rav Shimon, why not? Omer kra mikol oichel she yoichel, oich shata yoichel achil acherim kare oichel, and therefore could have tumas oichel, oich shata yoichel achil acherim and kare oichel, and therefore cannot be subject to tumas oichel. And since the Eva and the Basa are medudalim, we can't serve to a Nachri, even after the Shechita, the halacha will be that the Nachri will not be allowed to eat it. Because again, we go back to the concept of Misois and Nipol. The moment of death is when they're considered separated. So therefore, the animals, the fact that the blood came out during the act of Shechita will not make a Mukhsh L'Kabot Tumah. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that? The reason for Rav Shimon asked the Gemara is Ika the Rava, as Rava explained to the in the previous shir. The Rava said that the behema cannot be considered a yad for the aver, and therefore, if the behema cannot be considered a yad for the aver, that's why the hechsher on the animal will not be a hechsher on the aver. Or Rav Yochanan, when we learned that in order for something to be considered connected, it has to be that if I pick up the small part, the big part will come along. Actually, the Gemara could have asked, we had many explanations in the Mishnah. The Gemara said we gave many different explanations, and the Gemara's question is, all of those explanations could be the reason, and this is not necessarily the reason. Says Gemara, Loyla Masefa. We have to say that we're talking about the Sefa, that Rav Shimon is going on the Sefer, the Mishnah, and as the Gemara asked, and really Lava Ela, the Eva Madudolim is Matama, there he'll agree with Rameya, that is considered Eva Menachai. The question is Abosa. Rav Shimon says that Rav Shimon is only disagreeing by the Bosa Madadl, that the Tanakhama says, Mesa Behema, Habosa Tzorach Hechsher, Rav Shimon Matar, even if it will be Hechsher. And this Rav Yochanan says, why won't there be any Tumas Eichlin even with Hechsher? My Talmud Rav Shimon, on Makra, the Pasuk says, Mekol Eichel Shi Eichel, that what can have Tumas Eichel, Eichel Shat Yochel Achil Acherim Kori Eichel, this is something that we can't serve to a Nachri, because it's part of Eivim Menachai, and therefore, it's not something that we could give to a Nachri, and therefore, since it's not something that's given to the Nachri, it's in the category of Eva Menachai, can never be considered an Oichel, no matter what. Says the Gemara, Eva v'abasar medudalim ba'adam, if we have Eva or Basar that are hanging, that are connected to a human being. So actually, the Miri says that this Mishnah doesn't belong in this parak, but since it's similar to the previous halacha, Tahirim, Mesa Adam, if the person died, and he has Eva Basa Madudalim, Habasa Tamar, the Basa is Tar, the Eva Matama Mishim Eva Menachai. The Eva is Matama because of Eva Menachai. The Eva Matama Mishim Eva Menameis, the Verameya, he doesn't have the category of Eva Menameis, Rav Shimon Matar. Says the Gemara, let's understand Rav Shimon's opinion. Rav Shimon's saying that the Eva that's Madudal after the person's death, Rav Shimon's opinion is that the Eva that's hanging after the person's death is not Matama. Let's understand. If we'll say that when it dies, it's considered like a fellow of a person, why shouldn't it be Eva Menachai? So it was part of the person that died, so it should be Eva Menameis. says the Gemara of Shimon ba'Almakai. Rav Shimon is not speaking about the Mishnah. The Kamatana Kama, Eva, Matama Mishum, Eva Menachai, Veda Matama Mishum, Eva Menameis, Alma. We see from here that Eva Hameis ba'Alma, an Eva that comes off a mace, that was Matolim Matami. But when Rav Shimon, Eva Menameis ba'Alma, if there's no kezayis basur, is not considered a mace. The Tanya Amar Abelezer Shemati Sheva Menachai Matama. I heard that Eva Menachai is Matama, even if there is no kezayis basur. And Rav Shimon is telling us that it's not true. So Rav Elazar is saying that Eva Menachai is Matama, but Eva Menameis is not Matama when it doesn't have kezayis basur. And the Gemara is questioning from where does he know this difference. To which says the Gemara Amar Yeshua, for Menachai, for Loi Menameis. Because the Pasuk says, Eva Menachai, and not Eva Menameis. But Kavachomer, but we can make the following Kavachomer. Machai Shutar, Eva Parish Menu, Tomei Kameis, Tomei becomes Tomei, Meshu Tomei, like Hoshkein, that Eva that comes off. Also, furthermore, it says in Megillas Tainus, Arba Bay, 14 days an year, is Pischa Zeira, is Pesach Cotton, Pesach Sheni, to Loy Lemisper, a day we don't say a Hesped. Haraba, would that mean that we do say a Hesped on full-fledged Pesach? Of course not. El of a Kaldekain, we should say if that a Pesach Cotton we can't say a Hesped, certainly on regular Pesach. Similarly, we should say here that if Eva Menachai is Matama and not an Eva Menames, and Rabbi Lezer responds, Amalei, that I didn't say correct, Kach Shemati. I heard explicitly that Eva Menachai is Matama and not an Eva Menames. And that's the basis for my opinion, not based on any Kavachimer. So Gemara has been speaking here about Pischa Zeira. As a Yontif that's mentioned in Megillas Tainus, that we don't fast. But the question is, the Gemara says that Megillas Tainus is no longer active. What's the halacha about Pesach Sheni? So the halacha is that a Pesach Sheni was a day that a Karban Pesach was brought, and therefore it's still considered somewhat of a yontif that we don't say Tachnin. There are those that do, however, say Pesach Sheni Tachnin. Others, however, suggest that the halacha is that the even Bizman Hazeh, where we don't have a Pesach Sheni, because we don't have a common Pesach, we still don't say Tachnun or Pesach Sheni. There is an interesting question. What will be the halacha about Bahab? If Bahab falls on Pesach Sheni, do we keep Bahab? Says the Masham says, and based on what we learned, that it should not be, if it falls on Pesach Sheni, we should fast. Others say we don't fast. My ikabet Eva Menachai Eva Menameis. Ask them, what's the difference? Says, no, Ksais, Batsov, Essen, Kutsaira, Parishman, Eva. What will be the difference between Eva Menachai and Eva Menameis? The din of a Kazais Basar or Etzim Kutsaira that comes off the Tanan? Kazais Basar, Parishman, Menachai. Rabbi Lez Matam, Rabbi Nchoy Matam, Rabbi Taran. That's some Sarah HaParish Menachai. Rabbi Nchoy Matam, Rabbi Lez Rishu Matam. According to this Mishnah, we can understand what Ramei said in our Mishnah. He holds like Rabbi Shua, that holds that Kazayis Basar, Etzim Kusayra, that come off Eva Menachai. And when Ramei said that Eva Menadodol has a din of Eva Menachai, that the halacha is that if Kazayis Basar or Etzim Kusayra will fall off, will it'll be tar. Says the Gemara, Hash the Dossus Lahachi. Now we connect the Al Mishnah to that Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masech to Ejin. Bein Tanakam of Shimon, Nami Kazayis Otzim, Vesim Ksar Kurinayu. We can now explain that just like the Tanoim argued Masech to Ejin, and the Tanakam held that Eva Medudl is Tomek like Eva Menachai, not like Eva Menameis, or he'll agree like Rebbe Lezer, that if a fall of Etzim Ksarra, it'll be tar. The Kazayis Basar that fell off from it will be Tomei. Or a whole like of Nechumya, that if Kazayis Basar will fall off from it, it will be Tar, but Etzim Kesaira will be Tomei. Rav Shimon holds like Rav Yeshua that kol ha'parish me'eva menachai bein basar bein etzem is always tar. Here we've been speaking about eva menachai, and the Paiskim discuss if Rachman Tzlan, somebody loses a limb while he's still alive, is there a chiyuv kvura? So some Paiskim say that there is no chiyuv kvura. Others suggest that there is a chiyuv kvura, but there is no Isser Hana. Ramosha says that even if there is no, technically it's not considered like a mace, but there's another reason that we have to bury a mace, and that's because of Bezoina mace. And therefore Ramosha suggests, since it's in the category of Bezoina mace, it's going to be subject to Chiyuv Kvura anyway. Hanoloch Harvaraita, Hanoloch Harvaraita, Hanoloch Harvaraita.